Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steps into it. Passes. Caught. Diggs. Sideline. Touchdown. Unbelievable. Vikings win.
It's the final second of the game. Everybody knows already, Al, that the Saints have won the game.
Oh, it's over.
Do you want to hear how Joe Buck called the final play? Listen to this. This is greatness. Listen.
Steps into it, passes, caught, Diggs, sideline, touchdown, unbelievable, Vikings win it.
All right, how does he do that? On the line with us, it's an honor to have on our show one of the best play-by-play broadcasters in the history of sports, Joe Buck of Fox Sports. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good. How are you? And I think in a poll of most Philadelphians,
yes,
I think I won that award.
You did.
I'm like 15 years running now.
You have. No, Joe, I love your attitude about the whole thing. I love your book, Lucky Bastard. It's out now, guys. If you want a great read, Joe's book is phenomenal because you have such a great attitude about it. But, Joe, when that play happened, I thought of your dad. And I can't believe what I just saw, 1988 Kirk Gibson. I mean, do you ever have a flashback like that? You and your dad had two of the most improbable endings in the history of sports.
Yeah, no,
right?
It's funny. It makes that call that he had of the Gibson home run in '88 so much better to me. It seems like every year because I remember where I was when I heard that call. I was in college. I was the only dork in college listening to a game on the radio during the World Series, but. I was in my dorm room. I heard it, and I was so proud in that moment that he made that call. And then you get a game like that last weekend, and you just don't get those in football. It's kind of like when people say to me, "Well, what do you like better, baseball or football?" Football's huge. I know the ratings are down some, but it's still massive. Mm. But for baseball, you get those singular moments, and you do get a lot more walk-off. You know, whether it's a walk-off strikeout, a walk-off home run, a walk-off base hit, a walk-off error, whatever it is, you just don't seem to get those in the NFL unless there's a kicker on the field. And, and so last week was it was breathtaking because my first inkling or inclination was to say, get out of bounds.
Yep.
And if you don't get out of bounds, you're going to lose the game, and then he spins and goes down the sideline, and there's nobody there, and he runs in for the game-winning touchdown. It was crazy.
Joe, I actually came on Monday and took a shot at you, and I went, you know, if Joe Buck really had a grasp of the moment, he would have said, I can't believe what I just saw. But I did a little research, and you did an homage to your dad in 2011, right, Joe?
I did, for the Game 6 home run that David Freese hit against the Texas Rangers. I used the old "we'll see you tomorrow night," which my dad did on a Kirby Puckett home run almost 20 years prior to the day. But I said that night, I'm retiring as a Jack Buck cover band. I'm not doing any more of my dad's old shtick. I'm just going to try to come up as dumb as I am with my own stuff.
Well, you've done a hell of a job doing that, Joe. And I'm just curious, you've done some amazingly big games, both in baseball and football. Do you still get a special feeling? What's it like for you?
It's exciting, and I'm anxious. I'm anxious for Saturday. I'm anxious to walk into that stadium to, you know, hear what the crowd level is at an outdoor arena like that. And I think it's going to be just overwhelming, and I don't know that Minnesota knows what it's about to walk into in Philadelphia, and I can't wait. That's when the games are the most fun. That's when the games, I'm talking about as an announcer, that's when the games are in some ways the easiest, because you can kind of lay back, you can accent what you're seeing on the field, but the crowd kind of carries the day. And so I can't wait. I can't wait for the game. It's the prep that, you know, you start going down a rabbit hole and you're like, well, I got to look that up. And then if I look that up, I got to go to here. And eventually you're drowning in information. We're there to do the next game. And I can't wait for Saturday or for Sunday.
Hey, Joe, I had to look up your Twitter, and I love what you wrote there, because I think it kind of captures your relationship with Philadelphia. It applying to every city, it goes, I love all teams except yours. Joe, you do get this in a lot of cities. Is it more here that people want to blame you for stuff when you're calling a game down the middle objectively? What's your relationship with our city?
It's fine. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, somebody asked me this the other day. What's it like to walk down the street? Like, let's say this weekend, I'm already here in Philadelphia, and all leading toward Sunday night. So what's it like to walk down the street? People could not be nicer. And and if I, it's kind of the mob mentality when you're at the stadium and people down below are kind of yelling stuff at you. And it's not just me, but individually, people couldn't be better. And I find that to be the case with Philadelphia across the board. It's to me, it's more of a baseball thing, you know. And I get it.
Interesting.
I understand it, because when I show up and I'm calling the, you know, the Phillies in a big weekend game or the Phillies in a big postseason game, and I'm the one doing it, people in Philadelphia want to hear their own guys doing it, and they hear it 162 games plus. And now I show up, and I'm calling the other team hitting a home run with excitement in my voice, and people don't like hearing that. And it hits their ear weird. So I think it kind of has a carryover effect to other stuff. Well, that guy hates the Phillies. He hates the Eagles. And, you know, he hates the Flyers. He hates the Sixers. He hates the Liberty Bell. He can't stand Rocky. He never saw Rocky. The guy sucks. And it just isn't the case. It's like, get in line. I get it in every city, because I'm the neutral guy, and you kind of want your guy, and I understand it.
Hey, Joe, what's the worst city? Is there one worse than us in negative feedback, even though face-to-face they love you?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Really?
San Francisco, and the beauty of that is the ballpark here in Philadelphia, the fans are right down in front of the booth. And so I remember a story where I'm in the booth at the end of a playoff game in San Francisco, and I basically have to look over the fans to see home plate, and this guy's yelling down after the game, "Hey, Joe, look down. I want to take a picture with my son." And I stand up, and I look down. The place is kind of empty, and his kid is in the foreground. I'm in the background. The dad's taking the picture of this kid giving me the finger while I stand up in the booth like the biggest dope of all time. And I think I pulled a groin sitting down as fast as I could. I was like, I just shot down into my seat. And I think I was working with Harold Reynolds and Tom Verducci. Harold was like, "Well, what was that about?" I said, "Don't worry about it. Let's get out of here." So we packed up and left.
All right, Joe, I've carefully analyzed your work. You are down the middle on these football games. But I don't know about Aikman. Joe, we gave Troy a lot of trouble when he was the Cowboy quarterback. Does he hold any sort of grudge when we're playing a big game? Because I'd like to believe there's still a little residual effect from those years.
Well, Buddy Ryan is long gone.
Okay.
The 11 sack game is long gone.
Right.
I don't even know if he remembers that one. He was ragdolled around so much, but I think he's over everything. You know, it's funny. I get more trouble at home in St. Louis than I get really anywhere to some degree, because I'm around those people and I'll see him in a Starbucks, so I'll be wherever, and they'll go, "Hey, you know, your dad's rolling over at his grave. You should be rooting for the Cardinals. You're rooting for the other team." And Aikman gets the same thing in Dallas, because
people
in Dallas want him to just throw bouquets the whole game, and it just doesn't work that way. So, no, I can tell you, he was very close to playing for the Eagles when we were broadcast partners at the beginning. I don't know if it was year one or two. But when Donovan went down, Andy Reid was on the line, and he gave it some consideration. I know that came out a few years ago.
Wow.
And let me tell you, I think Andy Reid was probably his favorite in Andy's height when they were seemingly in this game every year. And I don't know. I don't think there's any of that stuff that lingers for Troy, but I think all that bias is in the ear of the listener more so than it is in the person that's talking.
I'd have to agree. Joe, what kind of game are you expecting Sunday here?
I mean, a street fight. I think it's two really good defenses. I think it's going to come down to which defense takes the ball away a couple times and plays better. And that's, to me, that's the kind of game Philly wants. I don't know that the average fan realizes how good Philadelphia's defense is. I know the third down conversion rate from Minnesota is great and the number one overall defense, but Philly was best against the run. And I just don't see these two quarterbacks lighting it up. I think it's going to be a ground game, and I think it's going to be a defensive struggle. And, you know, for that, I think it's going to be low scoring and kind of a toss-up at this point. I'm headed out to the Eagles practice in I don't know, 2 hours, and can't wait to sit down with those guys and can't wait to talk to Nick Foles and see what he's thinking about coming off that game and headed into this one.
Well, we're lucky to have you and Troy for the game, Joe. We love your work. Deep down, we really admire what you're able to do.
Okay.
And
all right.
I really do. And one other thing, get the book, Lucky Bat. That thing is a big hit, right, Joe? You're an author.
It made the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah.
I just wanted to outsell Al Michaels, and I don't know that I have. So, come on, Philly. Throw me over the top. I'll openly root for the Eagles.
Joe, you're awesome, man. Thanks so much for doing this today.
All right, guys. See ya.
Joe Buck, Fox Sports. Is he not naturally terrific?
Oh, my God.
I mean, come on. Philly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.